This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Joe Biden was a beneficiary of Hunter Biden's deals with China. That is very clear. Now, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. And this is part four of our deep dive expose into the corruption, I would argue the criminal activity, of Hunter and Joe Biden. Now, there have been a lot of people out there been saying in response to our first three parts of this deep dive that, well, hold on, Hunter Biden may be a criminal. That doesn't mean Joe Biden is a criminal. I'm going to prove today that that is one of the dumbest arguments I have heard so far. This new book out detailing the Biden business dealings with China, Peter Schweizer actually went on America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel and said that President Joe Biden was in fact the primary beneficiary of his son Hunter Biden's business dealings with China. This book, which you should totally get, is incredible. Number one bestseller now, red-handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. Now, I'm going to play for you part of this interview because it's that important. And I want you to hear what Peter Schweizer actually has to say. Because the idea that you can separate the Hunter Biden investigation from Joe Biden is totally insane, because Hunter Biden isn't in business without Joe Biden being involved in the business. It is very clear when you connect these dots. And if you don't believe me, go back to part one, part two, part three, and listen. Subscribe, auto-download our podcast. Share it with your friends, because we are exposing what the mainstream media is not doing right now. It's very, 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 very clear that Hunter Biden doesn't get any of these deals unless his father is the vice president and or the presumptive nominee for the Democrats and now the president of the United States of America. It's very clear the money shuts down if his dad's not in power. It's very clear that his uncle is Joe Biden's brother, who's also under investigation, would not have any of the business dealings that he has with China if it wasn't for his brother and a beneficiary of being, quote, the big guy, being the president of the United States of America. Is you get paid a lot of money through your son's corruption, which clearly you know about, are a part of, and a participant in. Remember, Hunter Biden, or Joe Biden, has lied about Hunter Biden's business dealings, saying we weren't talking about it. So your son comes with you to China on Air Force Two, gets a multi-billion dollar deal done, $30+ million come in the family, and you want me to believe that your son didn't tell you anything about this. He's a crackhead telling everybody everything, and he didn't talk to you about his business dealings. We also know, by the way, this is a lie, because we have seen pictures that have surfaced of Joe Biden playing golf with Hunter Biden's business associates that have direct ties to all of this money in China. We know that Hunter Biden was trying to have an office set up with the chairman. And we know that all these people that were working around Hunter Biden and working with Hunter Biden were a part of a elite capture plan, which is exactly what the equivalent of the spy agency, the CIA, in China does. They try to elite capture top people that they can then feed money to, and then they will compromise a government, which is clearly what China's done to the Pelosi's and what they've done to the Bidens now. Now, I'm going to play for you this interview with Peter Schweizer on Fox News Channel, America's Newsroom, and it's an amazing interview. Take a listen.
McCarthy saying that he will push to investigate Hunter Biden's business dealings with China if Republicans take back the House in the midterms. Our next guest has written a new book that reports Chinese elites have paid $31 million to Hunter Biden and other Biden family members. Peter Schweizer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, author of Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. Peter, good morning. Welcome back. You wrote a piece for the New York Post. Here's the headline. Chinese elites paid some $31 million to Hunter and the Bidens. You went through five different deals. What were they?
That's right, Bill. Yeah, there were five different deals. There was a $20 million private equity deal that was put together. There was a $5 million deal that was arranged, and then a series of other deals. And what they all have in common, Bill, is that in each and every case, those deals were handled by a Chinese businessman who had links to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence, meaning the Vice Minister for State Security and the former Minister of State Security. And so what that means, in short, is that what was initially a story of cronyism and corruption, we now have to recognize is an intelligence story. And it's not just a question of the Bidens getting rich. We have to start having the conversation and investigating whether the Biden family may indeed be compromised.
Okay. The chances of that happening right now are not great. Marsha Blackburn, Republican, Tennessee. Here's what she says. The AG should immediately appoint a special counsel to investigate Joe and Hunter Biden's business dealings with Communist China. Joe and Hunter have been long intertwined with Beijing, profited off shady business deals with the CCP. We knew some of that before the election, but what does this mean, the way you lay it out here? What does it mean for Hunter Biden? What does it mean for Joe Biden?
Great question, Bill. We knew that there was a commercial tie in the past that Hunter Biden put it together. I first broke that story in 2018. What we now know are two separate strands that are critically important. Using the Hunter Biden laptop and using emails from a Gmail account of one of Hunter's business partners, he gave us access to the email account. We now know that those deals, every single deal that the Bidens got in China, came through an individual with links to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. We also now know, Bill, that Hunter Biden did these deals, but the larger family benefited. We know that James Biden, Joe Biden's brother, got at least $2 million of that money from China. And we also now know that Hunter Biden was subsidizing his father's lifestyle. He was paying for his bills. He was paying for renovations on his home up in Delaware while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. That's not only illegal according to ethics laws, it also shows that Joe Biden is now a beneficiary of the foreign dealings that Hunter Biden has had.
Let's just step back and think. If you're trying to funnel money to your dad for hooking you up with business deals, what a great way to do it, right? What a brilliant way to do it. Hey, Dad, I'm gonna remodel your house. I have no idea how much the remodeling costs, but I'm assuming for Joe Biden standards, it was probably a hell of a lot of money. And this apparently is the way that you do things now. Dad, I'm going to remodel your house for you. I'm going to pay for it. And he's not doing the work by himself, right? I'm sure he hired contractors and all of those types of things. But that's what you call a paycheck. That's what you call funneling money. You make a bunch of money because you're the vice president. It goes to your son. Your son needs to funnel it to you and the benefits to you, and he remodels your house. Right? Instead of giving you a paycheck, hey, Dad, I'm going to give you a new Ferrari. Or in this case, hey, Dad, I'm going to give you a new house. That's funneling money. It's a massive ethics violation. It may even be against the law, which is exactly what Peter Schweizer is whistleblowing here on. I'm going to back that up again. Listen again, because he's talking about Hunter Biden is willingly and Joe Biden's willingly involved when he's the vice president of the United States of America of taking Chinese communist dollars coming from the highest level of their intelligence in these business deals for his own personal benefit to redo his house.
Paying for renovations on his home up in Delaware while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. That's not only illegal according to ethics laws, it also shows that Joe Biden is now a beneficiary of the foreign dealings that Hunter Biden has had. And it's no longer, you know, good enough for him to say, well, I didn't have anything involved. He was a beneficiary.
Okay, last question, Peter. If the Republicans win the House or the Senate or both, do you see this issue going anywhere? Because Hunter Biden and other Biden, they can just stonewall Republicans and likely do it for years, right?
Well, yeah, we know there's a grand jury that's been going on since 2018 that is still ongoing looking into this. If the Republicans retake the House, they certainly have subpoena power, and they should subpoena the relevant people, including Hunter Biden and perhaps the president himself. They can fight it and resist it, but, you know, as I point out in the book, Bill, this is a bipartisan problem. We have to recognize China has a strategy of what they call elite capture. They give commercial deals to elites in the United States because they believe, and I think there's evidence to support it, that those elites end up going soft on China. So we have to get a handle on this. This isn't just a partisan issue.
Peter, thanks for coming in. The book is.
I love this. It's not even a partisan issue. He's totally right. It's not even a partisan issue. This is just a straight up issue of, is it illegal what is happening right now? Yes.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a bigger, broader theme here that you also need to understand about China and about the Pelosis and Hunter Biden. And it's a broader theme that basically is very clear that if you just want to do business in China and you want to make money off of China or make money with China, there has to be kickbacks. Give you another example of this. Blackstone founder, who's a multi-billionaire, has now pumped $100 million into Marxist education for American and other students now studying in China. It's basically the cost of doing business. This titan of Wall Street, Steve Schwarzman, has now launched a $100 million plan to create a global education scholarship program, not in the United States of America, but in China. They say to rival the Rhodes scholarships offered at Oxford University. Schwarzman has been called the supreme leader of Blackstone. It's a Wall Street firm with $684 billion of investments. The firm went public in June of 2007, and Schwarzman reportedly still holds an iron grip over this firm, despite only owning around 20% of the company he founded in 1985 with Peter Peterson. Now, Schwarzman has also been dubbed in China the China Whisperer because he has very close connections to the Chinese government and Chinese business leaders. Schwarzman has basically served as both a, quote, unofficial U.S. ambassador to China, as well as the unofficial Chinese ambassador to the U.S., or the jokes in Washington and New York about this dude. Schwarzman understands that doing business in China and getting his hands on some good lucrative deals means he's going to have to give back to China. Giving back to China is the cost of doing business, right? Schwarzman's scholarship program is based at a university there, which Schweitzer describes as, quote, a training ground for Chinese Communist Party and government elite. China's dictator, Xi, appears to be an alumnus of the school, in fact, which has an institute for Xi on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era. That's what it says on their website. It's been established with the cooperation of the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party, or technically, as they describe it, the Communist Party of China. So here's how it works. Students from around the world, but especially specifically from the United States, would come and be exposed to the Chinese communist system. This American businessman, Schwarzman, explains that his goal in setting up the program is that recipients would return to their countries meaning him coming back to America, able to interpret the massive change in China in a way that calms fears and misunderstanding about the country. So, in other words, this is a propaganda school. This is a propaganda school where you take foreigners, you indoctrinate them in communism, you warp their minds and try to indoctrinate them to make sure that they're all on board with China becoming what China is, a world superpower that is trying to become bigger than America. And then you get people to become apologists for China. Now, here's something else that happens apparently at the school. You make great connections for your future business dealings. Remember that saying, elite capture, that the Chinese intelligence agencies use, where they elite captured elite people in government and business? Well, if you're taking elite Americans and you're putting them in a communist propaganda school in China, and then once you have these people in their elite school in communist China, and then you start connecting them with other business or other, quote, students, imagine what you can pull off. Maybe you put hot chicks around them. Maybe you get them to fall in love with people that maybe are spies or work for the Chinese Communist Party. If you think this isn't happening, you're not paying attention. It may not even be so much about indoctrinating them as it's connecting them to people in China that they do business with, steering and altering the course of their career. Maybe the elite that are going over there are people like this individual who's helping paying for its kids. So you get your tentacles into the next generation of business leaders. Now, if you think about this from China's standpoint real quick, okay, really think about this from their standpoint. If you're Schwartzman and you're helping this scholarship program and you're doing all this to incorporate the propaganda of the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party and their students from around the world that you're sending, the top elites of American businessmen, it's almost like you have set up a spying apparatus for the next generation, connecting the richest elites in all different countries in the world to a school and to those people, and then they go back and then bam, you have instant relationships. If you are running a crime syndicate, this is the most brilliant way to do it, because not only are you running it, but you're making the people you're already doing shady business with, dirty business with, pay for it. You've got these cozy financial and political connections between the Chinese government and some of the most powerful people in the United States of America, including the most powerful U.S. financial institutions like Blackstone, Goldman Sachs, and BlackRock. For example, in 2007, the Chinese government and the Communist Party bought a 9.9% stake in Blackstone for $3 billion. If this means you get to be friends with a guy who's in charge of Blackstone, and then you get him to start sending American students over to be indoctrinated in Chinese communist propaganda, and you start connecting them and their pocketbooks with Chinese communist companies, that is money well spent, and it's a brilliant move by China. The sad part is we know it's happening, and we're allowing it to happen. The Chinese government transactions with Blackstone yielded Schwartzman some powerful allies. The head of the CIC, when it made that initial investment, later became Beijing's finance minister. Not a bad gig, right? Now, while officials from both the Obama and Trump administrations have characterized China's Belt and Road Initiative as a challenge to America's global position, Schwartzman, an American in this country, has actually praised it as a wonderful program. Chinese officials are quite pleased with the Schwartzman scholarship program, which means they keep funneling the money to him. When it was started, the admissions process was set up by a panel that included officials from the Chinese Communist Party's Youth League, the Central Party School, which imposes ideological discipline, and the United Front Worker Work Department, which runs political influence operations. The program's founding dean was viewed by the government's propaganda arm as especially reliable ally. So what is the curriculum for all these American students going over there, all these American elites? The, quote, Schwartzman scholars, are studying, are required to take a course titled Theory and Practice of Socialism with Chinese Characteristics, which is taught by an associate professor in the School of Marxism at the university. The curriculum notes, there will also be group discussions based on the course lecture, literature, a midterm paper aimed at teaching how to read and analyze the official text of the Chinese Communist Party documents and files, and a final paper aimed at providing an opportunity to communicate with a policymaker who is engaged in the decision-making process or an ordinary Chinese citizen who is experiencing the change of China. There's your connection. Hey, student from America, we're going to let you sit down with a policy decision-making individual in our Communist Party. You're going to make a new connection. And then that connection may turn into a business connection down the road. This is our way of spying on you. So what does all of this actually mean? A Wall Street financer worth billions of dollars, courtesy of a free market system in America, is now funding courses in Marxism, Leninism, and communism, and a program that preaches the superiority of the Chinese communism over American capitalism, and he's paying for it so he can keep doing business in China while connecting China's elites to American elite children. Nothing we should worry about with this, right? This goes back to what I said about capture elite, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and their family members.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is another book out that has almost come out simultaneously with this red-handed book by Peter Schweizer, and it's another book that I want you to know about that is also specifically focusing on the laptop from hell, referring to Hunter Biden's laptop. Miranda Devine has this new book out, and she is scrutinizing Hunter Biden's ties to China, just solely encompassing directly what's on his laptop, connecting him to Hunter Biden to Joe Biden and Joe Biden to his brother, and the amount of money flowing in. And she went on Fox News Channel to talk about this, and I want you to hear what she's had to say about Hunter Biden, China, and how much they own him.
Okay, the Hunter Biden headache not letting up, with some explosive new reporting from New York Post columnist Miranda Devine. She has a new book, by the way, Laptop from Hell. She details Hunter's connection to a Chinese government-linked energy company with, quote-unquote, more money than God. The company's chairman also reportedly gave Hunter Biden a 3-carat diamond estimated to be worth $80,000 and offered the president's son $10 million a year for introductions alone.
Just hit pause. We talked about this in part 2 or 3, where you're giving a guy $10 million a year for a contract, just to introduce you to people. You give him a diamond, literally just a diamond. Like, hey, here's a 3-carat diamond worth $80,000 because your dad's the vice president. Your dad's running for president. Like, here's just free. Nothing's free. No one gives you a 3-carat diamond unless you're getting married, okay? And an $80 million. And then they offered Hunter Biden $30 million guaranteed just to make introductions. This is, again, capture elite. This is corruption. This is the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden White House totally compromised. And Joe Biden, it's not like he didn't know this was happening. He knew it was happening, and he was helping it happen. He was allowing for the Biden crime family to make a living off of this and get rich off this. Hey, son, I want to redo my house. You're making all the money for the family right now off of me. I'm in on this. Go to my house in Delaware and upgrade it. Sure, Dad, no problem. That's how I'll funnel you the money. Hey, Dad, guess what? Chinese businessman who has top ties to the Communist Party and their intelligence apparatus just randomly decided to give me an $80,000 diamond. That's called money laundering. It's all on Hunter Biden's laptop from hell.
Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich here.
It's a remarkable story, and it's the same story. Methodical effort by the Chinese dictatorship to take over countries, in this case, exploiting what was then the son of the vice president, now the son of the president. It's a story of absolute corruption, and it's a great problem in America because our elites have become corrupted to such a degree that having this conversation would be impossible on a number of networks because their owners wouldn't tolerate it.
Let's pause there for Cassie.
Yeah, it's really a despicable situation we find ourselves in as Americans, that you've got the leader of the free world who can't stand up to China, to one of our foremost enemies, because of this gigantic conflict of interest. China has been playing chess with the Biden family for years, and it is paying off. And you've got the president right now who's unwilling to stand up to China, be it on Taiwan, who's unwilling to stand up to China on our issue with the supply chain right now. There's nothing he can do because he knows that they've got his family on the hook here just because of his son, who has no qualifications to hold any of these jobs or have any of these relationships other than his last name is Biden, and the American people are suffering as a result.
This also may explain why he refuses to hold China accountable for what they've actually done with COVID-19. Let's connect this real quick because I think it's very important to connect it. You have a president of the United States of America that refuses to deal, and Fauci and others that refuse to deal with gain-of-function research. They refuse to deal with the fact that we helped pay for it, and they refuse to deal with the fact that this came out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We know all this now. We know it. We know that this laptop from hell has all of the information that you would need to put somebody in jail for what has happened when it comes to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And the media did everything they could to bury it when the laptop from hell got exposed. Now, Miranda talked about the highlights in her new book, and her new book is really focusing on the Biden crime family, which is exactly why she's only getting to do interviews basically on Fox News Channel. And the reason is very clear, because the mainstream media does not want to touch this. When this book came out at the end of last year, it should have immediately starred a special prosecutor. Now, all the information that she is outlining is taken from the laptop and just connecting the dots. I think it's very obvious at this point, and I don't think I'm overstating this, that it's impossible now for Joe Biden to do anything that against China that China doesn't tell him to do beforehand. They own him. They own him and they own his family. And the amount of information they may have to blackmail the president and his son, his entire family, his brother, is probably enough to maybe put them all in jail. There's a real chance, a real possibility of that. They get it, folks. They understand it. China owns this family now. The most powerful man in the world is owned by China. And it's all in the emails and the bank accounts of the Biden family. You can't say that we're making this up. You can't say this is an overreaction. You can't say, oh, this is an exaggeration. It's all there in the bank accounts and the laptop from hell. And that's exactly what Miranda Devine wrote this book about, because her source is Hunter Biden's laptops and his emails and his own words.
Biden's laptop for months. And today, the book that completely exposes its contents is finally out. It's called Laptop from Hell, Hunter Biden, Big Tech, and the Dirty Secrets the President tried to hide. It is available now. The one and only Miranda Devine joins us as well. Miranda, congratulations on the book. It has rightfully been front and center because of some of the revelations that you provide, having gone through this laptop, which is verified to be Hunter Biden's. What are people going to learn here?
Thanks, Pete. Well, look, I think a few things are surprising, and people may not know how close Hunter Biden was, for instance, to the Russian oligarchs that are in the inner sanctum of Vladimir Putin's court. And in fact, there was one day when Hunter Biden had lunch, a State Department lunch hosted by his father for the now president of China, Xi Jinping. And then he hopped on a plane and flew to Moscow to have breakfast the next day at the home of one of these oligarchs. So he was very tight with people who were pretty shady characters. And he went to one time to Lake Como, to a very illustrious sort of oligarch hotel there on the shore called Villa d'Este. And he was hobnobbing with various Wall Street titans and oligarchs, including a woman, Russia's richest woman, a woman by the name of Elena Baturina. He met her there with his friend Devin Archer. And this was just a few weeks after, 6 weeks after Elena Baturina had wired $3.5 million into a bank account associated with Devin Archer, who was Hunter Biden's partner.
So let's just back up here and look at the grand picture for a moment. Hunter Biden is controlled by China, and now what she's saying through his own laptop is that Hunter Biden is also controlled by Russia. You have our two biggest adversaries on paper who have total control over a crackhead whose father is the vice president, then running for president, now the president. And all of the sourcing information is directly from Hunter Biden. Can Joe Biden really stand up to Russia? I think it's pretty clear, no. Can Joe Biden stand up to China? I think it's very clear, no. So it's not just one country, it's two countries. Did these two countries maybe even work together to make sure that they owned Hunter Biden and they owned Joe Biden? I think there's an extremely good chance of that. I think they may have worked together to say, hey, this guy will do business with anyone. He's an addict. He needs money. His dad's in on it too. As long as his dad gets paid and gets the remodeling done of his houses and his brother are taken care of, they are for sale. The Biden family is for sale. Get your tentacles in them. And if this guy becomes president, we freaking own him. We own him. This also makes great connections to the misinformation campaign on Donald Trump about Russia collusion. The Russians knew that that story, not true, could quite possibly take Donald Trump out. Hell, it got him impeached. And if you're them and you think about this story, right, if you really, really, really think about the story, it allowed and advocated for Joe Biden to become president. And with Joe Biden becoming president, you got the Holy Grail. America's two biggest adversaries have control over the president of the United States of America. Tell me I'm wrong here and tell me why I'm wrong and I'll listen to you. I'm not done, by the way, connecting dots. If you missed part one, part two, part three of our expose, grab them on our podcast. Subscribe to our podcast. You'll get everything for free. Auto-download it. Share these episodes with your family and your friends. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.